But that's their problem. They're solved. Not our solving.
You heard the nectar from the lips of Radhanath Swami.
Of the Vijay, he became an Acharya and then in Larka Sampradaya.
The Digvijay, he became an Acharya in the Nimbarka Sampradaya.
He gave up his materialistic learning.
He gave up his materialistic learning
to be a devotee.
To be a devotee.
So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Now, Lord Chaitanya, after he came back, he was doing all these pastimes.
So, Lord Chaitanya, after he came back, he was doing all these pastimes.
And his mother was thinking that he should get married again.
And his mother was thinking that he should get married again.
So she was keeping her eye open.
So she was keeping her eyes open.
And there was a girl who always offered her respects.
And there was a girl who would always offer her respects.
She is known as Vishnupriya.
She is known as Vishnupriya.
And she thought, this would be a very nice ride for my son.
She thought, this would be a very nice bride for my son.
And every time when she was at the Ganges, Vishnupriya would offer her obeisances.
And every time she was at the Ganges, Vishnupriya would offer her obeisances.
In the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
In the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya.
In Madhudram Dip.
In Madhudram Dvip,
Lord Ram, he was smiling.
Lord Ram, he was smiling.
He visited the now they're down with Sita and Lakshman.
He visited Navadvip Dham with Sita and Lakshman.
Sita Devi asked, why you are smiling?
So Sita Devi asked, why you are smiling?
He said, this past time I banished you to the forest.
This pastime I managed through the forest.
No. Managed. B-A-N-I-S-H.
Okay. This pastime I was banished to the forest.
And then in Kali Yuga, and all they worship there, a golden form of you.
And in Kali Yuga, I would be worshipped.
No. What out? And this past time.
In this past time,
I'll be worshipping a golden form of you, Sita Devi.
I would be worshipping a golden form of you, Sita Devi.
But in Kali Yuga,
But in Kali Yuga,
I'll be banished to the forest.
I'll be banished to the forest.
And you'll be worshipping a golden form.
And you will be worshipping a golden form.
Of myself.
Of myself.
So, in a way, it didn't seem very good for Sita.
Either way, this didn't look very good for Sita.
I thought, the three pastimes, Ram, Krishna, Gauranga, they're connected.
The three pastimes, Ram, Krishna and Gauranga, they are connected.
Anyway, Kashinath Mishra, he was the Ghatak, and he proposed to Mother Sachi.
So Kashishwar Mishra was a Ghatak, and he proposed to Mother Sachi.
That Raj Pandit Sanatana has this daughter Vishnu Priya, and she's very highly qualified, the family very highly qualified.
And he said, Raj Pandit
Sanatana.
Raj Pandit Sanatan, he has a daughter Vishnupriya and she is very highly qualified.
And the family is very noble.
And their family is very noble.
So I think that's a good match.
So I think this is a good match
for Nimai and for Nimai.
So I think this is a good match for Nimai.
So Mother Sachi said, "Well, you go and find out what they say."
So Mother Sachi said, where are you going?
You go and find out what they think.
You go and find out what they think.
So, seems like the Ghatak.
Seems like the Ghatak.
He would scroll out the scene. He would scope out the scene. Scope out, he would see the possibilities.
He would see the possibilities.
And then propose.
And then propose.
I still think we need one. We need good Ghataks.
I still think that we need many Ghataks in ISKCON.
So Mother Sachi gave him the green signal.
So Mother Sachi gave him the green signal.
And he went over to see Raj Pandit Sanatan.
And he went over to see Raj Pandit Sanatan.
And he proposed, Mother, he would like to give his daughter in marriage to Nimai Pandit.
And he proposed whether he would like to give his daughter in marriage to Nimai Pandit.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
Nimai Pandit is reservoir of all good qualities.
Nimai Pandit is the reservoir of all good qualities.
It's a great opportunity.
This is a great opportunity.
And I can think of a better husband for my daughter.
And I cannot think of a better husband for my daughter.
So he agreed.
So he agreed.
And then the message was given back to Mother Sachi.
And then the message was given back to Mother Sachi.
At that time, Bodhimanda Khan, he said, I beg for all the wedding.
At that time, Bodhimanda Khan, he said that I will pay for all the wedding.
But Sanjay Mukunda said, what about me?
But Sanjay Mukunda said, what about me?
I am not going to do an ordinary Brahmin wedding. I want to do a wedding fit for a prince.
I don't want to do an ordinary wedding. I want to do a wedding fit for the rich.
Prince, fit for a prince.
Fit for a prince.
And then now that it's not now, a place of visiting Godrum Deep.
In the Navadvip Dham, there's a place for visiting in Godrum Deep.
It's called the Suvarna Vihar.
It is called the Suvarna Vihar.
There the king of Suvarna, King Suvarna Sena.
There King Suvarna Sena.
He was ruling in a previous yuga.
He was ruling in a previous yuga.
So, not only came to visit him.
Narada Muni came to visit him.
Told him how the material world was temporary.
He told him how the material world was temporary.
And how all the relatives were drawn together and then separated by time.
How all the relatives are brought together and then separated by time.
But you are the king of Gauranga's holy dham.
But you are the king of Gauranga's holy dham.
In Kali Yuga, the Lord comes as Gauranga.
In Kali Yuga, the Lord comes as Gauranga.
The king, he became very attracted to that name.
The king, he became very attracted to that name.
He started to chant it.
And he started to chant it.
Gauranga.
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 Gauranga. Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Gauranga. Gauranga. Gauranga every day.
He would chant Gauranga every day.
One day, Lord Gauranga appeared to him.
One day, Lord Gauranga appeared to him.
He was overwhelmed to see the beauty of the Lord.
He was overwhelmed to see the beauty of the Lord.
He bowed down and paid his obeisances.
He bowed down and paid his obeisances.
When he rose up, the Lord was gone.
When he rose up, the Lord was gone.
He tried to invoke the Lord again.
He tried to invoke the Lord again.
Gauranga.
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 But the Lord was not appearing.
But the Lord was not appearing.
Then the Lord spoke to him.
Then the Lord spoke to him.
You are not ready yet.
You are not ready yet.
To see me.
To see me.
I have given you some special mercy.
But I have given you some special mercy.
In my pastime.
In my pastime.
You will come as my associate.
You will come as my associate.
Your name will be Buddhimanta Khan.
Your name will be Buddhimanta Khan.
So, Buddhimanta Khan was one of the neighbors of Lord Gauranga.
So, Buddhimanta Khan was one of the neighbors of Lord Gauranga.
He was a rich tax collector.
He was a rich tax collector.
He was the head of all the tax collectors.
He was the head of all the tax collectors.
So, he arranged a proud procession. Far out.
Okay. He arranged a far out procession.
But, before that, there's an Adivas.
But before that, there is the Adivas.
And someone complained.
Someone complained.
People are coming twice.
People are coming twice.
To get some prasadam.
To get some prasadam.
He said.
He said.
Serve them five times.
Serve them five times.
Them out. So why they should come back?
So why they should come back?
We'll give them a profuse prasadam.
We shall give them profuse prasadam.
So what would spill while they're serving the prasad?
So what was spilled while they were serving prasad?
And more than what normally given out in a adivas.
Was normally what was more than what was given out in an adivas. What was spilled was more than what was normally given out in an adivas.
Five times.
Five times.
So then on the day of the procession.
Then on the day of the procession.
He had a far out procession.
He had a far out procession.
First he had tax collectors.
First he had tax collectors.
Lined up.
Lined up.
Gunmen. Gunmen.
Gunmen.
Clowns.
Clowns.
Musicians.
Musicians.
One of them had so many things that you didn't see before.
One after the other. He had so many things that you didn't see before.
Then the Brahmins.
Then the Brahmins.
Some people, they never saw such a procession.
So people, they never saw such a procession.
But one thing happened before the procession.
But one thing happened before the procession.
Day before, Brahman thought he would joke with Nimai Pandit.
The day before, a Brahman thought that he would joke with Nimai Pandit.
He said, "So you're getting ready for the wedding?"
So you're getting ready for the wedding?
And Nimai said, "What wedding are you talking about?"
And Nimai said, "What wedding are you talking about?"
"So you're getting married."
"You're getting married?"
"Is someone getting married?"
"Is someone getting married?"
They went back, this Brahman went back.
And the Brahmin went back.
And told Sanat Mishra.
And told
Raj Pandit Sanatana.
And he went and told Sanatan Pandit.
What happened?
What happened?
And so then Raj Pandit, he thought, so Nimai, he refusing to marry my daughter.
So the Raj Pandit, he thought, so Nimai, he is refusing to marry my daughter.
And then he talked to his wife.
Then he talked to his wife.
Talked to his kinsmen.
Talked to his kinsmen.
So if he refuses, what can we do?
So if he has refused, what can we do?
We just have to accept that.
We just have to accept it.
Oh, he really did it to me this time. He really did it to me. He really did it.
He really did it.
Did he?
Really?
He was in such anxiety.
He was in such anxiety.
So Nimai.
Nimai.
Being the super soul.
Being the super soul.
He didn't want the Brahmins to be in anxiety.
He didn't want the Brahmins to be in anxiety.
So he told one Brahmin.
So he told one Brahmin.
Tell him, it's all a joke.
To tell them it's all a joke.
They try to play a joke on me, so I play a joke on them.
They try to play a joke on him, joke on me, so I try to play a joke on him.
But marriage will go through, don't worry.
But marriage will go through, don't worry.
I go and tell that to them.
So you go and tell it back to him.
So when they heard that,
when they heard that,
were they relieved?
They're very relieved.
Back to the procession.
Back to the procession.
So Nimai was on a palanquin.
Nimai was on a palanquin.
And then he was with this far-out procession.
And he was with this far-out procession.
Going through all the parts of Navadvip Dham.
Going through all different parts of Navadvip Dham.
And ending up at the house of Raj Pandit Sanatan.
Ending up at the house of Raj Pandit Sanatan.
Where he duly married Vishnupriya.
Where he duly married Vishnupriya.
So Vishnupriya is not different from Sita.
So Vishnupriya is non-different from Sita.
That means she is Bhu Devi.
That means she is Bhu Devi.
And Lakshmi Priya is Sri Devi.
And Lakshmi Priya is Sri Devi.
So this marriage was a very opulent marriage.
So this marriage was a very opulent marriage.
And all the students on my Pandit were rejoicing.
All the students of Nimai Pandit were rejoicing.
They were so happy.
They were so happy
that he was getting married.
That he was getting married.
And see, these pastimes of different devotees.
These pastimes with different devotees.
They get to participate.
They get to participate.
They may not know that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
They may not know that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
But they love Him.
But they love Him.
They love Him and love Him and love Him.
They love Him and love Him and love Him.
And then they participate in these pastimes.
And then they participate in these pastimes.
That's why the Navadvip Dham is considered to be non-different from Vrindavan.
That is why Navadvip Dham is considered to be non-different from Vrindavan.
Because so many people, they love Lord Chaitanya.
Because so many people, they love Lord Chaitanya.
They don't know that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
They don't know that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He keeps that a well kept secret.
He keeps it as a well kept secret.
Sometimes he reveals.
Sometimes he reveals.
Like what you heard. He revealed to Keshava Kashmiri.
Like what you heard, he revealed to Keshava Kashmiri.
But then Keshava Kashmiri can't tell anyone.
But then Keshava Kashmiri cannot tell anyone.
So in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya.
So in the pastime of Lord Chaitanya.
He did not reveal his actual identity.
He did not reveal his actual identity.
Just on one or two occasions.
Just on one or two occasions.
Because Advaita Gosai had invoked him.
Because Advaita Gosai had invoked him.
So to prove that he was Lord Krishna.
So to prove that he was Lord Krishna.
He showed.
He showed.
But generally.
But generally,
he didn't show.
He didn't show.
And like people, I heard that they would spontaneously want to give him gifts.
People, they spontaneously wanted to give him gifts.
He was so considerate that he thought Keshav Kashmiri open debate. He may be
if I defeat Keshav Kashmiri in an open debate,
he may be insulted.
He may be insulted.
He may have his elephants and wealth plundered.
He may have his elephants and wealth plundered.
So he thought, how can I do the job without?
So he thought, how can I do the job without
making him suffer?
Making him suffer.
So the Lord Chaitanya is all merciful.
So Lord Chaitanya is all merciful.
Even when he chastises someone.
Even when he chastises someone.
He does it in such a way.
He does it in such a way
that he is considering all the surrounding situations.
That he was considering all the surrounding situations.
And pastime with Vishnupriya.
In his pastimes with Vishnupriya,
he was also very considerate.
He was also very considerate.
So, realize his comprehensive purpose.
To realize his comprehensive purpose,
he had to take sannyas.
He had to take sannyas.
So,
There are various pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
And he not yet started the Sankirtan movement.
He had not yet started the Sankirtan movement. How far did you get?
I think Keshav.
How far did you get?
Keshav. coming back with the reply. Maharaj did the complete Keshav Kashmir. Till Keshav Kashmir. Till defeating Keshav Kashmir. Sankirtan Yatra. Did he talk about taking initiation from Ishwarapuri? Initiation from Ishwarapuri? No.
Pardon?
Should I end here or speak on that? 5 more minutes. For 5 minutes. What is the closing time today? They say we were told it's 7:30. If you want, you can speak. If you want, you can speak. They can extend a little bit.
So I think you heard how.
So I think you heard how
Ishwarapuri
Ishwarapuri
visited
Navadvip.
And so he was there in the house with Jagannath Mishra.
He was there in the house with Jagannath Mishra.
He was there at Advaita Gosai.
He was there at Advaita Gosai.
And then when Jagannath Mishra passed away.
And then when Jagannath Mishra passed away.
After one year or so. Nimai went to Gaya. To offer the pindi. There's a lotus footprint of Gayasura.
There is a lotus footprint of Gayasura.
I don't know
if it's lotus footprint.
Footprint. And then the lotus footprint of Gadadhar.
Lotus footprint of Gadadhar.
Holding down Gayasura. So Gayasura said, as long as people come to offer puja, I'll stay down.
Gayasura said that as long as people come to offer puja, I will stay down.
If no one comes, I will get up. So every day there's some people that offer puja.
I went there.
I went there and I saw Prabhupada's name. He had gone with a group of devotees. To Vishnu Gaya. Lord Chaitanya, he went some 500 years ago.
Lord Chaitanya, he went some 500 years ago.
And he met Ishwarapuri there. So he told that I should be initiated.
He told that I should be initiated.
Please give me initiation.
please give me initiation.
Ishwara
Puri was the favorite disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
He at first denied to give him initiation.
He at first denied to give him initiation.
Lord Chaitanya, he said, what is the use of me living?
Lord Chaitanya, he said, well, what is the use of me living?
If I can't be initiated.
If I can't be initiated.
So being afraid that he may take his life.
So being afraid that he may take his life. Ishwara Puri initiated him.
And he began to chant and dance.
And he began to chant and dance
in a Vishnupada temple.
In the Vishnugaya temple.
Then he saw so many people were watching him.
Then he thought that so many people were watching him.
So he performed the pindi for his father.
Then he performed the pindi for his father.
And then he ran across the Falgu River.
Then he swam across.
Ran across.
The Falgu River. Falgu. Huh? Then he ran across the Falgu River.
You heard of Falgu Vairagyas?
You heard of Falgu Vairagya?
Falgu River.
Falgu River.
Has no water.
Has no water.
Apparently.
Apparently.
Looks dry.
It
looks dry.
It looks dry.
But if you dig a well beneath the surface.
But if you dig beneath the surface.
You'll find water.
You will find water.
So there is a saying that Falgu Vairagya.
So there is a saying Falgu Vairagya.
Looks renounced.
Looks renounced.
You dig a little on the surface. You dig a little under the surface.
But if you dig a little under the surface.
So much water.
So much water.
So Falgu River.
So Falgu River.
Looks dry.
Looks dry.
But it's filled with water.
But it's filled with water.
People tend to go on that river and use it as an open air toilet.
People used to go on that river and use it as an open air toilet.
Still do.
Shouldn't do.
Still do.
Still do.
Apparently Sita cursed the river.
Apparently Sita cursed the river.
And that's another pastime.
That's another pastime.
And Lord Chaitanya was going, Vrindavan Vihari Lala Raji Krishna Ki.
He was going.
I'm going to Vrindavan.
I'm going to Vrindavan.
Then there was Akashvani.
Then there was an Akashvani.
Now is not the time for you to go to Vrindavan.
Now is not the time for you to go to Vrindavan.
Have to go back to Navadvip Dham.
Now you have to go back to Navadvip Dham.
Start the Sankirtan movement.
And start the Sankirtan movement.
Later you can go to Vrindavan.
Later you can go to Vrindavan.
So that was message from the pastime director.
So that
pastime director.
Okay. So that was a message from the pastime director.
And then now it's Vrindadevi.
In Vrindavan, it's Vrindadevi.
I don't know if she, who covers in Gaya.
I don't know who covers in Gaya.
Maybe
Radhanath Swami can tell us.
So, Lord Chaitanya headed back to Navadvip Dham.
So Lord Chaitanya headed back to Navadvip Dham.
And then he stopped at Kanai Natshala.
Then he stopped at Kanai Natshala.
That place is now under ISKCON.
That place is now under ISKCON.
And while Lord Chaitanya was sitting, he saw a village boy.
He saw a village boy
playing on a flute.
Playing on a flute.
In a distance. In a distance.
In a distance.
He was watching.
He was watching.
The boy got closer.
The boy came closer.
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 He had shark earrings.
He had shark earrings.
He had special turban on his head with a peacock feather.
He had a special turban on his head with a peacock feather.
He was playing on the flute.
He was playing on the flute.
He had a threefold bending form.
He had a threefold bending form.
It was Krishna.
It was Krishna.
It was Krishna.
It was Krishna.
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 Lord Chaitanya. He was amazed.
Lord Chaitanya, he was amazed.
How Krishna has come.
How Krishna has come.
And Krishna came up right there. Krishna came to him.
And Krishna came to him.
And hugged him.
And hugged him.
Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed.
Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed.
And then Krishna let go and ran off.
But then Krishna let go and ran off.
Lord Chaitanya, he followed after Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya, he followed after Krishna.
But Krishna escaped.
Krishna escaped.
And Lord Chaitanya was rolling on the ground.
And Lord Chaitanya was rolling on the ground.
I had Krishna.
I had Krishna.
I had Krishna.
I had Krishna.
I lost him.
I lost him.
I lost him.
I lost him.
Haribo.
Haribo.
That place where Lord Chaitanya rolled on the ground.
That place where Lord Chaitanya rolled on the ground.
Is still there.
Is still there.
When Lord Chaitanya came back to Navadvip.
When Lord Chaitanya came back to Navadvip.
He was changed.
He was changed.
And when all the devotees at the house of Shuklambhar Brahmachari.
He met all the devotees at the house of Shuklambhar Brahmachari.
There they had a special desire tree.
There they had a special desire tree.
Whatever flower you wanted was produced.
Whatever flower you wanted was produced.
So now he told the devotees.
Then he told the devotees.
You don't know what it's like.
You don't know what it's like.
To have had Krishna.
To have had Krishna.
And lose him.
And lose him.
Then he hugged a tamal tree.
Then he hugged a tamala tree.
So, from here on, Lord Chaitanya is on the roller coaster of the Sankirtan movement.
From there on, Lord Chaitanya was on a roller coaster of the Sankirtan movement.
Haribol.
Haribol.
Thank you.